1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to 1. My brain was still struggling. I didn't have the capacity to get past this point. Everything was still in a room. My husband was there. The doctor was there. My body's there. Check. I was just checking off everything. Where do I go from here? I can't think. What thought do I need to have to get out of this mess? Nothing is working. Meanwhile, I was shaking uncontrollably, but I couldn't shake off the sense that I kept feeling this heat from the right, from the left side of my head, like some nurse or aide slipped in. And it was just a different energy, and I was feeling it on the left side of my head. And because of my situation, I couldn't really turn around to see what it was, but it was strong and it was here. And meanwhile, I was going crazy in my mind. I couldn't think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and back to 1. I was just failing to process what was going on at the time. And I was struggling so bad. But this energy was bright as fuck. And it had a tremendous energy, unquestionably connected to me. I felt so covered. I felt like it was this big blanket that just covered me. But I didn't have time to find out what it was. But if I'm dying, then why am I feeling this rejuvenation? Like I started to get this energy that was not so painful. It was just healthy, revitalizing energy. Meanwhile, the doctor was telling me his first priority was not my pain. His first priority was me surviving the surgery, getting off of his table. The next priority was me maintaining my bladder function and my bowel function, being able to feed myself and clean myself. Just as the doctor was finishing up what he was saying, Ms. Sapp, I won't be able to answer the rest of the questions until I get the results back from your tumor. If it's malignant, we have to go another route. So first things first, I almost need to wait until the smoke clears in your back. I need to wait until the smoke clears in your back after surgery to see what condition you'll be in. Meanwhile, your family has some decisions to make. They have some calls to make. Funeral home and looking into long-term care facilities. Ms. Sapp, you may not be able to take care of yourself after the surgery. All the while, with everything going on, I had this thought, what about me and what it is that I want? I didn't hear sex anywhere on that list, and I like to fuck. You didn't mention that I could have sex again. And what about me walking? Why is that not on the table? Why is my walking not? I mean, I hear what it is that he's saying, but none of that got to do with me. What kind of story is this? What kind of lopsided, one-sided story is this? He's just a man telling me his perspective, his story. I had this overwhelming sense that the substance filling in the room was infinite. It was wise. It was here before. Another thought came to me that the doctor is limited. His story is limited. And I was able to see his limitness, his limitedness of his story. For the first time, it started having boundaries around it because it was so limited. It was from a human, it was from a man, and a man's thought is limited. And all of a sudden, it didn't feel like it was the only option anymore. I was still shaking tremendously, and I asked myself, okay, I hear what he said, but what is possible? It was like as if someone pulled a plug on a big ass machine, just like that. Bam! All of a sudden, the shaking stopped. My mind unfroze. I was no longer in a psychological arrest. It just shut down. And I stopped freezing. I stopped freezing up. And I was like, no way. Did that just happen? Let me see if that really just happened. So I thought about what the doctor was saying to me, and all of a sudden it kicked back up again, the machine. The psychological arrest happened. I stopped being able to think. A tremendous amount of pressure in my brain started up again. And then when I said, what is possible, and it unfroze, it shut down. I had this knowing that the substance that was filling the room was me. More of myself being exposed to me. What I was connected to all along, what I was a part of all along, it was manifesting for me. The thought popped into my mind that I needed to stop trying to think. It is causing me chaos. Just look at my body. It was helpless. It also said, just rest your mind. And then I will take care of the rest. So you know me, I was too tired to argue anything but being in that body that I was looking at. Anything. I want it out. And I'll ask questions later. So I decided to follow orders and just let my mind rest. That was my only duty. And it will take care of the rest. And I believe that. You can't go to sleep right now, I said to myself. The doctor was explaining that the tumor was the cause of all my symptoms. The pain, what I described to him earlier is as if my legs were going numb. He said it was paralysis. It was neurological damage. And like the pain, I will have a lifetime of it and it will not go away. It was irreversible. Somewhere In the midst of all of what he was saying, my husband and I agreed that he would do this emergency surgery that was required. And the route that he would take for this non-cancerous, if the tumor came back non-cancerous, that was route one. If it came back cancerous, that was a totally other route he would have to take. And he further explained that he can actually do more damage going into my spine and I can become a vegetable, a quadriplegic, a shell of myself. And at the same time, I had to also prepare for long-term care. He proceeded to give a rundown. Quality of life, quality care, quadriplegic, paraplegic, wheelchair bound. Would you stop? Doctor, don't call me a dependent. I don't know what a dependent is. I am not a dependent. I just became a mother a few months ago. That is my identity. I am a new mom. That is my identity. Do not call me a dependent again. I said to myself, I'm not a dependent. I will get up out of this hospital bed and I will kick your ass. But my legs was not moving. Quality of life, quality care, quadriplegic, paraplegic, wheelchair bound, special needs, emotional support, a lifetime of pain management. Factor in the fact, the possibility of the tumor growing back and other spinal cord issues emerging. It's something called a collapsed spine. It never occurred to me that I might live. The only thought I had was if I died, but nothing occurred to me that there was life beyond death and that I may not have the ability to feed myself or wipe my own ass. How much of yourself do you want back? He said to me. My brain started shutting down. It started freezing up and shutting down. Miss Sapp, he said, how much of yourself do you want back? I saw the doctor standing there talking, but my brain could not process what he was saying to me. It was failing. It was shutting down. Like an older model computer, perfect for its time, but it was simply unable to process this new program, this new information. And I was frantically searching for affirmations, models, mantras, anything that would stop this psychological arrest. This pressure cooker, my brain was about to explode. I would hit the ceiling of my mind and I would fall to the floor. I will rev up my mind and then it will just short wire and freeze up. It will go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then go back to 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then go back to 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then go back to 1. Meanwhile, the pressure cooker, my brain was just exploding. It was, I couldn't turn it off, but I could not think. I did not want to have a nervous breakdown before I had surgery.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and then back to one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and then back to one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and then back to one. I continued to struggle. I didn't have the capacity to get past this point. I was still in a room. I was still here. My body was here. Check. Is my body here? Check. The doctor's still standing in front of me. Okay, check. I'm in a room. I see the walls. Everything is still here. Where do I go from here? I thought to myself. I was shaking uncontrollably. Nothing is working. Where do I go? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to 1. I continued to struggle. While he was talking to me, I heard his mouth moving. Meanwhile, this tremendous heat over the left side of my bed, I started to feel this heat just on the left side of my bed. Must have been a nurse that slipped in a room. I just felt a presence. I didn't see her, but I felt her. As I continued to struggle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to 1. I noticed that it was this energy. It was pouring in the room. I caught it from the corner of my eye, and I was not turning around. It was bright as fuck, and it had a tremendous energy, unquestionably connected to me. I felt covered like a warm blanket feeling. And it was just pouring in while my brain was struggling. And if I'm dying, then
Why am I feeling rejuvenated all of a sudden? Meanwhile, the doctor was still in the middle of telling me that his first priority was not the pain I was in, but surviving the surgery. And that his first priority is making sure that I maintain my bladder function, my bowel function, and being able to feed myself and clean myself. That was his priority. Just as the doctor was finishing up what he was saying, Ms. Sapp, I won't be able to answer the rest of your questions until I get the results back from your tumor. I also need to wait until the smoke clears in your back after the surgery to see what condition you will be in. Meanwhile, your family has to make some phone calls. Funeral home and long-term care facilities. You may not be able to answer any questions after you're done, after the surgery. You may be a different person. And all the while in my head, I'm thinking, what about sex? Sex didn't make the list. I'm like, fucking, what do you, I can't have sex. Sex ain't on your top 10. That's not a priority of yours. Walking wasn't there neither. That was nowhere on the list of his priorities. What kind of story was this? Where's the story? Like, whose story is this? He's just a man giving me this story. It's his story. I had this overwhelming sense that this substance filling the room was infinite, like primordial. This, it was wise. And although a thought came to me as the doctor was speaking and telling me what his top priorities were for me, for my life, that the doctor man, the thought came about that the doctor man is limited as well. His story is limited. And I was able to see the limitedness of his story for the first time. How limited it was. I was still shaking tremendously. I asked myself, okay, I heard what he said, but what was possible? I asked myself, what is possible? It was like someone just pulled a plug from a big ass machine. All of a sudden, the shaking stopped. My mind unfroze. And I thought to myself, no way. Let me try that again. I thought about what the doctor said, and the machine started up again. My brain just, boom. My mind started to freeze up again. And then I said to myself, but what is possible? And immediately it unfroze. Now I had this knowing that the substance that was filling the room on my left side mostly, it continued to pour in. And I knew it was for me. It was for me. It was me. It was connected to me. And another thought popped into my mind that I needed to stop trying to think so much. Just stop thinking. Just rest your mind. And that it would take care of the rest if I just relaxed my mind. I decided to do just that, and I wasn't arguing because I was so exhausted. I instinctively knew that it was here to be utilized. The more the substance filled the room, the more I knew I was connected to it and it to me.
My only job was to keep my mind calm and to trust that I didn't have to ask any questions anymore. To trust that I didn't have to ask it any questions. I didn't have the time. My physical body vessel was shutting down. It was burning out. It was actually quite pathetic to watch. I watched myself exhaust all of my resources. I met the limitations of every single one of my senses. I discovered their capacity and innately knew that my senses were no longer reliable. Everything I saw, heard, and touched was not going to be interpreted correctly. Their interpretation of what was going on was flawed. And it caused my body a great deal of stress, mentally and physical. This space, this awareness I was in allowed me to navigate in a less painful place where my senses were no longer leading the way. I felt my body flood with compassion for my limited senses. They did all that they could do up until this point, and that was praiseworthy. I knew I was not in my domain anymore, and that something was carrying me, or something I was a part of greater than what I knew myself to be. But we were connected. I surrendered to the knowing that I did not have to fight anymore. I didn't have the fight in me anymore. But this substance was abundant and we were connected. Now, I agreed or took the role of knowing that the only thing I had the capacity to do was just keep my mind relaxed. It had me covered. It had it covered. And that was soothing. And that made my body relax. So if I could just stay there, then I knew I can do the only job that I was appointed to do. And if I go to sleep, would I remember to stay in this state? This arrangement, this agreement. If I go to sleep, I would just have to find out, right? I would have to find out.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and then back to one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to 1. My brain was still struggling. I didn't have the capacity to get past this point. Everything was still in a room. My husband was there. The doctor was there. My body's there. Check. I was just checking off everything. Where do I go from here? I can't think. What thought do I need to have to get out of this mess? Nothing is working. Meanwhile, I was shaking uncontrollably, but I couldn't shake off the sense that I kept feeling this heat from the left side of my head, like some nurse or aide slipped in. And it was just a different energy, and I was feeling it on the left side of my head. And because of my situation, I couldn't really turn around to see what it was, but it was strong and it was here. And meanwhile, I was going crazy in my mind. I couldn't think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and back to 1. I was just failing to process what was going on at the time. And I was struggling so bad. But this energy was bright as fuck, and it had a tremendous energy, unquestionably connected to me. I felt so covered. I felt like it was this big blanket that just covered me. But I didn't have time to find out what it was. But if I'm dying, then why am I feeling this rejuvenation? Like I started to get this energy that was not so painful. It was just healthy, revitalizing energy. Meanwhile, the doctor was telling me his first priority was not my pain. His first priority was me surviving the surgery, getting off of his table. The next priority was me maintaining my bladder function and my bowel function, being able to feed myself and clean myself. Just as the doctor was finishing up what he was saying, Ms. Sapp, I won't be able to answer the rest of the questions until I get the results back from your tumor. If it's malignant, we have to go another route. So first things first, I almost need to wait until the smoke clears in your back. I need to wait until the smoke clears in your back after surgery to see what condition you'll be in. Meanwhile, your family has some decisions to make. They have some calls to make. Funeral home and looking into long-term care facilities. Ms. Sapp, you may not be able to take care of yourself after the surgery. All the while, with everything going on, I had this thought, what about me and what it is that I want? I didn't hear sex anywhere on that list, and I like to fuck. You didn't mention that I could have sex again. And what about me walking? Why is that not on the table? Why is my walking not? I hear what it is that he's saying, but none of that got to do with me. What kind of story is this? What kind of lopsided, one-sided story is this? He's just a man telling me his perspective, his story. I had this overwhelming sense that the substance filling in the room was infinite. It was wise. It was here before. Another thought came to me that the doctor is limited. His story is limited. And I was able to see his limitedness of his story. For the first time, it started having boundaries around it because it was so limited. It was from a human. It was from a man. And a man's thought is limited. And all of a sudden, it didn't feel like it was the only option anymore. I was still shaking tremendously. And I asked myself, okay, I hear what he said, but what is possible? It was like as if someone pulled a plug on a big ass machine, just like that. Bam! All of a sudden, the shaking stopped. My mind unfroze. I was no longer in a psychological arrest. It just shut down. And I stopped freezing. I stopped freezing up. And I was like, no way. Did that just happen? Let me see if that really just happened. So I thought about what the doctor was saying to me, and all of a sudden it kicked back up again, the machine. The psychological arrest happened. I stopped being able to think. A tremendous amount of pressure in my brain started up again. And then when I said, what is possible, and it unfroze, it shut down. I had this knowing that the substance that was filling the room was me. More of myself being exposed to me. What I was connected to all along, what I was a part of all along, it was manifesting for me. The thought popped into my mind that I needed to stop trying to think. It is causing me chaos. Just look at my body. It was helpless. It also said, just rest your mind and that I will take care of the rest. So you know me, I was too tired to argue anything but being in that body that I was looking at. Anything. I wanted out. And I'll ask questions later. So I decided to follow orders and just let my mind rest. That was my only duty. And it will take care of the rest. And I believed that.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and then back to one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and then back to one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and then back to one. My brain was still struggling. I didn't have the capacity to get past this point. Everything was still in a room. My husband was there. The doctor was there. My body's there. Check. I was just checking off everything. Where do I go from here? I can't think. What thought do I need to have to get out of this mess? Nothing is working. Meanwhile, I was shaking uncontrollably, but I couldn't shake off the sense that I kept feeling this heat from the right, from the left side of my head, like some nurse or aide slipped in. And it was just a different energy, and I was feeling it on the left side of my head. And because of my situation, I couldn't really turn around to see what it was, but it was strong and it was here. And meanwhile, I was going crazy in my mind. I couldn't think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then back to one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and back to one. I was just failing to process what was going on at the time. And I was struggling so bad. But this energy was bright as fuck, and it had a tremendous energy, unquestionably connected to me. I felt so covered. I felt like it was this big blanket that just covered me. But I didn't have time to find out what it was. But if I'm dying, then why am I feeling this rejuvenation? Like, I started to get this energy that was not so painful. It was just healthy, revitalizing energy. Meanwhile, the doctor was telling me his first priority was not my pain. His first priority was me surviving the surgery, getting off of his table. The next priority was me maintaining my bladder function and my bowel function, being able to feed myself and clean myself. Just as the doctor was finishing up what he was saying, Ms. Sapp, I won't be able to answer the rest of the questions until I get the results back from your tumor. If it's malignant, we have to go another route. So first things first, I almost need to wait until the smoke clears in your back. I need to wait until the smoke clears in your back after surgery to see what condition you'll be in. Meanwhile, your family has some decisions to make. They have some calls to make. Funeral home and looking into long-term care facilities. Ms. Sapp, you may not be able to take care of yourself after the surgery.
all the while, with everything going on, I had this thought, what about me and what it is that I want? I didn't hear sex anywhere on that list. And I like to fuck. You didn't mention that I could have sex again. And what about me walking? Why is that not on the table? Why is my walking not? I mean, I hear what it is that he's saying, but none of that got to do with me. What kind of story is this? What kind of lopsided, one-sided story is this? He's just a man telling me his perspective, his story. I had this overwhelming sense that the substance filling in the room was infinite. It was wise. It was here before. Another thought came to me that the doctor is limited. His story is limited. And I was able to see his limitedness of his story. For the first time, it started having boundaries around it because it was so limited. It was from a human, it was from a man, and a man's thought is limited. And all of a sudden, it didn't feel like it was the only option anymore. I was still shaking tremendously, and I asked myself, okay, I hear what he said, but what is possible? It was like as if someone pulled a plug on a big ass machine, just like that. Bam! All of a sudden, the shaking stopped. My mind unfroze. I was no longer in a psychological arrest. It just shut down. And I stopped freezing. I stopped freezing up. And I was like, no way. Did that just happen? Let me see if that really just happened. So I thought about what the doctor was saying to me, and all of a sudden it kicked back up again, the machine. The psychological arrest happened. I stopped being able to think. A tremendous amount of pressure on my brain started up again. And then when I said, what is possible, and it unfroze, it shut down. I had this knowing that the substance that was filling the room was me. More of myself being exposed to me. What I was connected to all along, what I was a part of all along, it was manifesting for me. The thought popped into my mind that I needed to stop trying to think. It is causing me chaos. Just look at my body. It was helpless. It also said, just rest your mind and that I will take care of the rest. So you know me, I was too tired to argue anything but being in that body that I was looking at. Anything. I wanted out. And I'll ask questions later. So I decided to follow orders and just let my mind rest. That was my only duty. And it will take care of the rest. And I believed that.